Welcome to Module 7 of the How to Write a Book in 30 Days coaching course, Determine the Benefit. What value does this book offer the reader? Let's go back to Molly and Max in our previous lesson. Now that I've identified my readers, Molly and Max, and others just like them, I've got to ask, what value is my book going to be to Molly and Max? How will the book I'm writing speak to them, help them solve the specific problems they're dealing with in trying to write their own books? Well, each person is unique. Molly and Max are each unique as individuals, but most of the problems and hurdles they'll face as new writers will be very similar. So when trying to determine the value I'll be offering to Molly and Max in this book, I've got to ask, what similar problems are Molly and Max facing as they sit down to write a book for the first time? Well, I'll go back to the lessons I had to learn as a new writer. I remember the problems and hurdles I had to overcome as a new author. First of all, I had to actually start writing, not just think about writing. And to do that, I had to set aside a time in my schedule that was committed just to writing. Once I did that, I had to get into the habit of writing. At first, I didn't want to give myself any rules about my writing. I could just write whatever I wanted to. I wouldn't judge my writing or worry about anyone else reading it. The objective at first was to simply write, no other rules. I had to develop a comfort with sitting down to write and a habit of doing it per the schedule I had set aside. At first, many times sitting down at the keyboard, my mind would be blank. I had no idea what to write. But I knew through practice that if I just began, just let my fingers run on the keyboard with the very first thought that came to my mind, the writing would take on its own momentum. Once the ball began rolling, it stayed rolling and picked up momentum. After I developed the habit of writing and discovered that I could write even when the thoughts weren't there before my fingers hit the keyboard, I had to begin the discipline of forming a book from my thoughts and my writing. I had to write for a specific purpose. In order to write for a purpose, I had to figure out what the purpose was. I had to gather my thoughts, get them outside of me, and then objectively look at them and sort them for relevance. I remember an early book of mine, my second book, Breaking the Treasure Code, The Hunt for Israel's Oil. I wanted to tell the story of a biblical prophecy about a magnificent oil discovery in Israel in the last days. I also wanted to tell the story of the explorers who had and were still looking for the oil the prophecy spoke of. Before attempting to put the book together, I had interviewed several people involved in this exploration, visited one of the companies involved, and even traveled to Israel to witness the spudding, that's the commencement of the drilling operations, of one of the wells. I was ready to begin writing, but I had to get a handle on the major ideas and organization of the book. In order to get them out of my head and in front of me so I could look at the ideas objectively, test them for relevance, and organize them into a cohesive storyline that would introduce the story to my reader, then bring them through the search, and then conclude with a peek into the future, I wrote each major idea, what would later become the chapters of the book, on a 3x5 note card. I tried to just write the ideas down as bullet points on a Word document at first, but that method didn't allow me to sort and resort and arrange like puzzle pieces as easily as I could on the note cards. Maybe my old analog wiring just found playing with the note cards easier. Looking back on that experience and organizing the thoughts and ideas for that book, I knew that Molly and Max, if they really wanted to write their books, would need to develop the habit of writing regularly. They would need to schedule a time to write and stick to it. Eventually, they would need to organize their ideas and sort them for relevance and flow in light of the book they wanted to create. I knew that sharing my experience as a new author and how I developed the practices that put me over those initial hurdles might be valuable to Molly and Max, helping them move down the road towards seeing their books become a reality. I had to learn the sequence of the steps. As I continued to think of the next steps Molly and Max would be going through as they progressed in writing their books, and remembering my own experiences and lessons I learned as I went through those same steps, and from subsequent years of being a publisher and witnessing my authors going through their versions of those same steps, I began to formalize a sequence of steps that could apply almost universally to anyone attempting to write a book for the first time, or for the second time, or for the third. Those steps became the chapters in How to Write a Book in 30 Days and the modules in this course. In gathering those steps, the same ones successful authors have learned to employ as a habit, and in arranging those steps in a logical progression and explaining the ins and outs of each step, I created a valuable resource for Molly and Max and for all the other Molly and Maxes that believe they had a book in them waiting to get out. So why should a reader choose your book? I began journaling, writing as a hobby, and dreaming of becoming a professional writer more than 40 years ago. My first college major was in journalism, which lasted just one semester. My first undergraduate degree was in humanities with a focus on literature. I've read a lot of books on writing books. I've also read a lot of books on publishing, marketing, and selling books. I used to have 5 feet of bookshelf dedicated to these books, and that's grown to more than 10 feet. And that doesn't count the ebooks on my iPad. Before I began writing How to Write a Book in 30 Days, I had to ask myself another question. What is going to make my book, my contribution to the reader, unique? How is my book not only going to provide value to the reader, but unique value to the reader? What do I have to say that hasn't been said a million times already? Well, the old proverb is true. There isn't anything new under the sun. But it's also true that each of us is unique, and each of us has a unique contribution to give the world. So I'll leave you with this question. What is your unique contribution to your subject? What can you give the reader that hasn't been covered a million times already? Let's talk about your homework. Number one, what is the value your reader is seeking? What's the answer or solution your reader is trying to find? How does your book answer their question or solve their problem? Number two, list 5 ways your book provides value. What message does your book provide that answers your reader's questions or solves their problem? Number three, review your outline and chapters. Are your chapters in the optimum sequence to lead your reader easily down the path toward their answer or solution? And number four, what's your unique contribution or insight to the subject you're offering the reader? Next is Module 8, where we talk about your book's theme.